Listen, there's an entrance to the enemy to say, that gate of Hades, I close it. Am I talking to you? There are people who are actually praying against lust. It is not living. You don't pray against lust. It will never leave you. Jacob, what did Joseph do? Yeah. He left the jacket. There was no prayer. Rano. Like, I'm praying about it. I'm praying. Listen to this. The gates must be shut. Amen. What's happening around you? Now that I'm teaching you now, you're able to sit down and say, oh, I think in my life there is this gate that opened. There's this gate. The enemy is using people to fight me. There is a human gate. Me, the enemy is using the money. The enemy is using the financial gate. Some of you now, things are opening, money is coming. You can't even pick to say, my financial gate has opened. Some of you people are favoring you from nowhere. Your human gate has what? You can't pick what's happening around you in the spirit. You are just a human being. That's why you even doubt if there is God. Because you don't even see. You are living in a human world, not in a spiritual world. What's happening around you is either the devil is involved or God himself. And there are gates of heaven. And I spoke to these gates of heaven. These are places where we actually meet God. These are points of revelation. When Jacob slept at a place, when he slept there, he had a dream. He saw angels ascending and descending. And what did he say? He said, God is in this place, and I knew it not. Which means God can be there, and you can't know it.
My God. My God.
God is in this place, and I what? I knew it not. And he called the name of the place Bethel. And he said what? For this is the gate of heaven. This is the gate of heaven. This is a place where God begins to talk to you. The way I'm teaching right now, some of you, your heaven gates have opened. You are hearing God. God has actually opened the heavens for you. It's so clear. You are hearing God so clearly. And some of you, you wake up in the morning, you feel like pray. And you actually think it's you telling yourself to pray. You must grow up by now. By now you must be matured enough to understand that that voice that you're hearing is not you thinking. Some of you, God is saying fast. And you think it's your own idea. No wonder you can postpone it. You can start in the morning, by lunch you say, you know what, I'll do it next week. Because you do not understand when heavens open, when the gates of heaven open. This is your Kairos moment. When God opens these gates for you, there is something that God wants to do. Am I talking to you? And I told you, sometimes you find repeated themes. You find yourself at a place where the same song you heard in the morning, you are hearing it again. To you, because you're so natural and normal, you think it's normal. But to a spiritual, all things are spiritual. You begin to say, no way. There is no way I was hearing this song in the morning. There is no way it just, the whole day was coming in my mind. And now I'm hearing it again. You will sit down and say, what is this song talking about? There could be a message there. Because when God opens your heaven gates, there are things that happen around you, you may not understand them. And some of you feel an age just to be closer to God. And sometimes you feel an age to repent. Those are gates, when they open for you, do not resist them.